this guy accuses me and you of wanting a civil war. The only thing that it seems that they can think of is blood. Blood and guts. People must die. People must be dismembered. Children must be involved. Marsh, the right wing has been imagining a civil war publicly since at least the Obama administration. You know what? I'm giving him way too much testosterone. The right wing has been imagining a civil war publicly since at least the Obama administration. How many of you have been imagining a civil war? I have not been imagining a civil war. I've been imagining getting a civil divorce from crackpot cult of death lunatics that have thrown all in with Bagul Baphomet and the boys and want to kill. They are imagining violence. Think of it as the Pelosi Brigade engaging in. So if you're 35 years old, that would make it a 116th trimester abortion. That's we're gonna perform a DNC on you and me. Back in 2016, when it looked like Hillary Clinton would win the election, then Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin described the possibility in apocalyptic terms. The roots of the Tree of Liberty are watered by what? The blood of who? The tyrants, to be sure, but who else? The patriots. Whose blood will be shed? It may be that those in this room, it may be that that of our children and grandchildren, he told supporters in a values voter summit. Bevin lost that election. The people of Kentucky apparently didn't want a bloody civil war, Mr. Marsh. To my knowledge, the good people of Kentucky that I know have never agitated for a bloody civil war. Do they want a divorce from crackpot demonic lunatics like you? Yes, and we're going to get it. It's you who are floating the idea that there must be a war. This is why I would just push back on John Daniel, who, by the way, is now out officially as one of the editors of The Federalist as a practicing Catholic. John Daniel, stop giving them ideas. Stop saying that this is a rehash of 1858. I mean, you could say that the political conditions are similar, but there does not need to be a shooting war. The end of Roe is perhaps the greatest political and cultural event in a generation, writes John Daniel, who will change American politics forever. Agreed. And what's more important, will save the lives of countless unborn children. Agreed. SCOTUS decision in Dobbs is a great victory for the U.S. Constitution, for the American people, and for justice and truth and the common good. It's a victory for truth with a capital T. It's also a victory for T, capital C, the Constitution. Now, that's correct. But it comes up short. And Justice Alito and Justice Thomas have said this in different ways. They know what's going to happen. Because when it goes back to the states, you know, there's a map Maggie O'Connell can throw up in the chat room. There are 26 pro-life states. But if you look at the map and you go, like, there's 26 pro-life states, the latest map we have is from 2021 from the Guttmacher Institute. Look at the other map, which is from this year, which shows the pro-abort states. What do you see? You see the upper East Coast, northern East Coast, and the entire left coast. Stuck in the middle is Denver. Colorado is not a pro-death state. Denver is. You need to know these things, which is why I think some of these state boundaries are going to go too. People forget. That's why I get paid a little bucks around here. In 2012, 11 counties in Colorado, northern Colorado, wishing to join Wyoming and seceding from Colorado because they didn't want anything to do with the demonic pro-sex cult of death wackos in Denver, had secession from the state of Colorado initiatives on the ballot. Six of them voted in the affirmative. If you look at a map of Colorado, those 11 counties comprise over half the actual landmass of Colorado. If you go south of Colorado, of Denver, you're going to find pretty much the same thing. You're going to find, by and large, very conservative farmer types. These are rural country folk. They're not pro-aborts. They're not pro-cult of death. As I used to say, as I said in a monologue last week, you know, when I was a little cheerins and I would stay up late on election night with my parents in 72, 70, and 76, maybe. No, I wouldn't have been in 80, but I would have watched in 80. In 84 and 88, now I'm out on my own or what have you, 92. One of the first states that was always called for Republicans was Colorado. The polls would close at 7, and at 7:03, they'd call it for Nixon or Reagan or Bush or whoever. It was a foregone conclusion. How did that change? The libtard demon left spent over $10 billion to turn Colorado blue intentionally. Part of the program was emigrating enough maniacal demon inspired lunatics into pro-abort Denver. It's Denver, it's the city of Denver that has all the power in the state of Colorado. Same deal in Aaron's beloved Illinois. You leave Chicagoland, start heading either west towards Wisconsin or south towards Indiana and Missouri, and you run into farmland. You run into conservative country. That entire state is red. There's one gigantic blue dot on Lake Michigan. This is what is going to continue to happen, I believe. The Dobbs decision just gives us the legal framework now. The battle is now being fought in paycheck country. Every major institution in the Fortune 500, business institution, is going to come out in the next, if they haven't already done so, is going to come out and is going to confirm that they will pay $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 in the case of Netflix for any employee that's a female to travel anywhere to go murder their soon to be born child. Let me tell you what is going to happen. It's already happened in Texas. It's the law in Oklahoma. It's going to become law in other states. It is going to be made illegal for a citizen of an abortion banned state to travel to another state to go murder her child and then return home with an urn or whatever, or a Biden badge or a Planned Parenthood badge. Is I'll give you a prime example. Oh, by the by, who was the first to throw in on Friday afternoon? Disney, the pro-groomer, now pro-child molestation, now pro-child murder company. I'm going to stick with my prediction. Disney's going out of business. You can't make war on your customers. When I say make war, again, who is it that's making war? Who is it that wants to make war here? It's not us. The Kroger grocery store chain. This has to be one of the most boneheaded, idiotic things in business I have ever seen. As a matter of fact, whoever the little smarmy, snickety human resource department loons are that conned the CEO into signing that letter saying that Kroger stands with his female employees for the right to kill their soon-to-be-born children, and yes, their reproductive health care services. This is such, and it's nominalism again. They just keep rinsing and repeating. Reproductive health care. Number one, you're an abortion stops a reproduction. It terminates it. Or the process of reproduction. Okay, so that makes it a misnomer. Health, there's nothing healthy about it. You have now a corpse that you have to dispose of. And then care. What is caring about dismembering a soon-to-be-born child? Look, I'm going over ground that you already know. Kroger is a grocery store chain. They're a supermarket. You go to Kroger, might even shop as a family. But here's Kroger saying that, well, a little bit of your every purchase of Van Camp's pork and beans that you buy from or one of our Kroger brands goes into our fund that we pay for our employees' health care. Health insurance, whatever you wish to call it. And yes, we are reaffirming that our insurance provider is going to provide abortion services. They said abortion. They didn't say reproductive health care. They actually came out and said abortion.